This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jennifer Nestline joins me live in studio. She is the editor and co-founder of Brainchild, the magazine for thinking mothers, volume 9, issue 2. The spring 2008 issue has just hit the newsstands. And she joins me live in studio. How are you?
I'm good.
Jennifer Nestline, formerly of the Seville Weekly, and the author of, what's the name of that book?
Practically Perfect in Every Way.
That's right. Which, very, very funny book. Hawes and I were talking about that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday when he was in studio. Yeah, yeah. So let's tell folks what they can look forward to in the new issue of Brainchild magazine. We'll give away a free copy in just a few moments. And we also want to encourage mothers out there, grandmothers, caregivers, teachers who have a penchant for writing, which this town is certainly full of authors. We want to encourage them to get in touch with you and perhaps submit some work.
Yeah, you can look at the website, which is brainchildmag.com, and there's, you know, sample content and there's submission guidelines. And if you want to subscribe, you can do that.
It's brainchild.com or
brainchildmag.com.
Brainchildmag.com.
Yes.
So the thing that jumps out at us on the very cover of the new issue is The Needle and the Studies Done. A Scientist Mother Looks at Vaccines. Of course, huge issue.
Yes.
Has been an issue in my family for a long time. But now it seems that more of America is taking a very close look at our vaccines and this controversy about mercury in our vaccines.
Yes. And mercury isn't the only thing. There's a lot of different controversies associated with vaccines. There's aluminum in there. There's a whole list of things that we don't quite know what they do to people. And then there's other other issues, you know, protecting the herd versus protecting your own. This is by Sari Weston, who actually used to be a Charlottesville. She's in Charlotte now, but. So she wrote this great thing. It's a balanced look because you can't really find a lot of studies that or a lot of articles about vaccines that come, you know, that take an unbiased look. And the studies are not written for laymen. They're written for scientists. And so she decodes them and finds out what we actually know, what we actually don't know. And all the different issues, there's a lot of... the government plays a weird role in this too, because the same agency, the CDC, that's assigned with making sure people get vaccinations is also the same one that's supposed to ensure vaccination safety, which sometimes is at odds with, you know.
In one hand, they're trying to urge you and requiring you by federal law to jab your newborn babies. And on the other hand, they're trying to make sure they're safe. And then on the third hand, the people who are actually doing this are there's a huge quickly revolving door with industry. I mean, the folks at the CDC go back and forth from pharmaceutical companies. It's incredibly well documented that the same people who make money off of, you know, marketing these vaccines get jobs at the CDC.
Right. There was a board, and I'm not remembering the name of it right now, but every single member of it had a waiver because they all... you know,
had a vested interest.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. Imagine if you had a huge investment in some product and you could actually go to the government and require the government to pass a law that everyone in the country has to buy your product. It's capitalism meets medicine.
Right.
You know, so and often the safety of our children comes in last place.
I think it's a good idea for people to be skeptical. But, you know, she also looks at it, the people raising kids today have never seen a ward full of, you know, kids in iron lungs or, you know, watch
absolutely
the baby,
true.
You know,
yeah.
just sort of convulse with pertussis. So,
right.
It's hard to know what to do.
And I have said this so many times, and vaccines have done so many, they really are a 20th century miracle. I mean, in so many ways. But as a dad, I want safe vaccines. It's like, you know, just because I'm for seatbelts doesn't mean I'm anti-car. I think you should have a safe way to use a car. And
right.
We should have laws that encourage the safe use of a car.
Right. And she looks at, in this article, she looks at the gaps of, you know, what we know and what we don't know. And it's pretty astounding.
Yeah. And that is the cover story in this new issue of Brainchild magazine. We're talking with Jennifer Nestline, the editor of this award-winning magazine, which is available now, and you can pick it up pretty much Barnes & Noble and Whole Foods. And
right. I think I saw it at Integral Yoga.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what else is in this issue?
Well, there's some of the stuff you can read online, but some of the stuff you can't. One thing I've been noticing is we've been getting a lot of essays, and I don't know if it's, you know, our collective unconscious or whatever it is, but a lot of things about how you deal with scary or inappropriate things for children. Like, do you shield them from the dangers of the world, or do you expose them? So we have one essay that is, it's funny, this woman's a librarian at an elementary school, and just the books in the library. She has one about, you know, this art book, and it has some nudes in it. And every once in a while,
like classical paintings,
right, yeah. Right, and all, you know, a cluster of second graders will happen upon it, and
yeah,
you know, and then usually a girl will come up and say, you know, so and so is touching the painting's private parts.
So what did she do?
Well, it's funny because as a mother, she would, you know, she would try and expand this into a learning opportunity. But sure. As a, you know, librarian, when it reaches that point, she puts it away for a couple days.
Don't abuse the books.
Right.
I can remember in, third grade, Mrs. Vanefra's class, Cardinal Forest Elementary, Fairfax County. We were up in the library, me and three or four other boys, and we looked up the word fart in the dictionary. This is third grade, which is what, like 8 years old? And
right.
That was like a huge deal. And I remember, I'll never forget, it said a small explosion between the knees or something like that. And we just thought that was the funniest thing. Like we were
it
really.
It is the funniest thing.
Oh, yeah. Here, you know, 4 years later, it's hilarious still. I'll never forget that. Why I remember
great.
That, I don't know. But there you go. And we're talking with Jennifer Nestline, the editor at Brainchild Magazine. And so you've been getting a lot of essays in from people talking about the dangers our kids face and
we do.
Protecting them.
Yeah. What I'm doing right now is actually reading submissions for the summer issue. And there's these weird little groups of themes that pop up in each, you know, each round of submission. So, yeah. So there's that one, and there's, let's see, there's a debate on whether rewarding kids is a good parenting practice. And one side sort of thinks, you know, it's not teaching them what the real world is like. You don't get rewarded for
just doing your job,
yeah,
or what
for
you're supposed
little
to
thing.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other side says, you know, that your house is not supposed to mirror the real world. It's, you know, it's supposed to
be
the
safe
soft
and
place.
Loving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
of course.
It's an interesting, and a lot of times with the debates, I come down and I read both sides and I think, I strongly agree with both of them. Because we have two different writers.
And, oh gosh, I certainly understand that. I feel that way about politics.
Yeah.
I have the hardest time saying, oh, I'm definitely this or I'm definitely that. Because in so many ways, I really do agree with both sides on so many issues.
Right. You can see the, yeah.
I can see the argument. I could argue it round. I could argue it square. And it's difficult. I'm just not one of those people that's adamantly left or adamantly right.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of go back and forth and think, oh, no, in over here, they're absolutely right. Right, or on this issue, I think they're absolutely right.
Right, right. Yeah, I saw you at the talk you moderated at the book festival. Was it last year or maybe the year before? And it was great. It was.
Oh,
I'm getting
yeah.
way off topic now.
No,
but
that's
yeah,
okay. That's great. We had Hendrik Hertzberg
mm-hmm.
and Adrian Woolridge. Hendrik Hertzberg of The New Yorker.
Right.
And Adrian Woolridge of The Economist.
Right.
Sort of a left-right, but not crazy left or crazy right.
Right.
And they're both fascinating guys. We need to bring them back here.
Yeah,
because that was
great.
So well attended. Yep. We had standing room only. That was great. Maybe we can get them in next year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Jennifer Nestline is the editor at Brainchild Magazine. So if there's any one thing in this issue that somebody absolutely has to read besides the terrific article about vaccines and all the latest information on that, what would you recommend somebody go write for?
I really like the fiction. If you like fiction, we only publish one short story in issue, and this is a reworking of the Rumpelstiltskin's tale.
That one always freaked me out a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. And it's even freakier once you're a parent. So,
so do you reward your kids?
Somewhat, you know.
Yeah. We do. And that might have to do with the fact that we have a special needs child in the house, so that's just what we do.
Right.
It you really have to have something like that. But we also reward my daughter, you know, like if she just doesn't want to drink her juice, the one that has the vitamins and the minerals in it, it's like, okay, you get a little chocolate ball when you finish it up. Come on.
Yeah, I don't see a big problem with that. I, you know, neither writer says that you should, sort of bribe them to get them to stop acting bad. But I don't see any problem with.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. But the other side is very convincing, too. So
there you go. Jennifer Nestline is the editor at Brainchild Magazine, the magazine for thinking mothers, online at brainchildmag.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.